Welcome to Local Focus, a public service of WTZQ. Local Focus brings community partners together to provide news and information on services, charitable organizations, and businesses that are active in the community.
Good morning. Our guests on Local Focus this morning, Debbie Staton and Ann Coletta with the Ladies Aid Society of Flat Rock. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Mark.
Happy Tuesday. Great to have you here this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
All right. You have an event coming up. We're going to talk about that event here in just a moment, a wine tasting and silent auction. We're going to cover all of that here in just a moment, but I have a question. The ladies, I'm looking at your poster, the Ladies Aid Society of Flat Rock, serving those in need in Henderson County since 1880. Is that a typo?
That is not a typo. That's absolutely correct.
Give us some of the history. Tell us about what the Ladies Aid Society of Flat Rock is.
Well, if you've lived in Henderson County for any time, you know that Flat Rock was called the Little Charleston of the Mountains.
Yes.
So back in the 1800s, in the summertime, Charleston families would come up to get out of the heat. And St. John in the Wilderness Episcopal Church was where they would go on Sundays. So a group of 13 ladies who attended St. John, primarily from Charleston, got together in 1880 and looked around at the community where they spent their summers and looked at the people that lived here and realized that there was some hardship going on. And they wanted to give back to the community that they felt was their home just as much as Charleston. So they started the Ladies Aid Society under the umbrella of St. John, and their thought was to personally help those in need. So they would hear of families in the area that needed clothes, medical supplies, groceries, and they would raise the funds or contribute their own funds and help those families. So that has been going on since 1880.
Wow. So that's got to be one of the longest running community partners in the county, I would assume.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And we still focus on helping local families, but we choose women and children as our focus point.
So that's what I was going to ask. As the years have gone, are there specific things that you're focusing on now with the Ladies Aid Society?
Absolutely. Things that that really help the children and women particularly. And we also try groups, other nonprofits that do not receive larger grants or funding from other sources.
Okay.
We have chosen a smaller number of groups so that we could give more money to each group and try to make a higher impact.
Wow. So I know we've got this wine tasting and silent auction coming up, but how are dollars raised for the Ladies Aid Society of Flat Rock? How are dollars raised so that you can share that and help folks?
Right. Well, we currently have the wine tasting is our major fundraiser at this point, but we also raise money several other ways. We're on Amazon Smile. We also donate books to Books for Good, which is a used bookstore in Fletcher that contributes to charities.
Yeah.
So we use that as well. We man tables for the Belk Charity Sale event.
Yeah.
That happens several times a year. So we're doing those things as well as very generous members who contribute more than their dues, which help us also to build it out.
So I imagine the Ladies Aid Society of Flat Rock has grown since 1880.
Yeah. Yes. just a little bit.
Just a little bit. Sure. So now let's talk about how we as a community can help in what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And that is by participating in this wine tasting and silent auction that's coming up. So tell us about that.
Absolutely. We have partnered this year and one other, with St. Paul Mountain Vineyard, the Flat Rock Tasting Room.
Yes.
And primarily because it is in our community.
Right.
And we come on Tuesday, August 13th, 5 to 7, for a wine tasting. There's 6 different wines and heavy hors d'oeuvres that are provided by the Ladies Aid Society. And that has become a very popular fundraiser for us.
I bet it has. So what are things that happen with this with the wine tasting? You said silent auction also. You got some fun stuff, right?
Oh, we have fun stuff. We absolutely do. We have a Lake Summit pontoon boat ride and lakeside luncheon.
Uh-huh.
We have a guided fall hike. We have one member in particular is an experienced hiker, and she has touched base with a gentleman in the area who knows the hike, so it can be geared toward whatever capabilities that group has.
Okay.
We have a luncheon for 12 at one of the historic Flat Rock homes. which actually is not in Flat Rock anymore. It's been taken into Hendersonville, but that's okay.
But did you just say a luncheon for 12?
A luncheon for 12,
wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Yeah. And then we have some other items as well. We have beautiful handmade pottery made by one of the ladies in the Ladies Aid Society, just well known in the area. Another one of our members made a gorgeous beaded shawl. It is just exquisite. And then we have one of the Laurel Park authors writes children's books, and she has contributed a set of children's books for us as well.
Uh-huh.
So,
wow.
Wild Birds Unlimited, an ice cream maker. We have a birdhouse. You can sit on your porch, watch the birds eat, and churn your ice cream.
And Wild Birds Unlimited,
whoa.
great friends of the Q, Luttrell and Carrie O'Kane, great friends. We're glad that they're a part of this also. So the Ladies Aid Society of Flat Rock, all the dollars raised will go to help. This is, of course, your major fundraiser.
Yes,
to help what you're doing throughout the year. So let me ask you this. Ladies Aid Society of Flat Rock, do you need to be a resident of Flat Rock to be a member of this?
No, you do not.
Uh-huh.
We have members from Charleston, Columbia, Greenville, Washington, D.C.
What?
Yeah, we do. We cover the gamut. Well, part of that is because so many people come to Flat Rock in the summer.
Sure.
And they want to be part of the community and they
sure.
want to contribute. But our dollars stay in Henderson County.
That's so interesting because I was just thinking Henderson County. I wasn't even thinking even wider than that.
Oh, no.
So,
oh, no.
Very
oh,
interesting.
We are all over.
So how can we learn more about the Ladies Aid Society of Flat Rock?
Well, we have a website, ladiesaidsociety.org, which has a little bit of our history on there. And we also have a Facebook page. But I'd also like to mention one other thing with the wine tasting and silent auction.
Yeah.
In addition to contributing by perhaps bidding on the silent auction items, we also have sponsorships, three levels of sponsorship.
And still available?
Still available.
Okay.
There's a gold sponsorship, which is $250, and you get four tickets to the event. A silver sponsorship, $150, and you get two tickets. And a bronze sponsorship, $75, and you get one ticket.
So if we're interested in that, how do we make that happen?
You can go to our website, ladiesaidsociety.org.
Okay.
And there you'll see our email address. Email us, and we can give you a call and get you the
okay.
information.
One more very important question. Mm-hmm. How do we get tickets to this event that's coming up on Tuesday, August the 13th, the wine tasting?
Right. There are several ways. If you go to our website, on the homepage, you'll see a link to a page on the event. You can get tickets online, so there'll be a link there. You can just order them online. You can get them by mail. You can send your check to the Ladies Aid Society, P.O. Box 242, Flat Rock, 28731. Let us know how many tickets you want. We'll have the tickets waiting for you at the door.
Okay.
Or.
So, yeah.
You can come that night. Come Tuesday.
Yep. So you can get tickets at the door.
Absolutely. Tickets at the door.
Happy to see you.
Perfect. So it's 5 to 7 p.m., and that's going to be at the St. Paul Mountain Vineyards Tasting Room right there in Flat Rock.
Correct.
Exactly.
All right. And tickets are $45 per, right?
Correct.
Fantastic. What a nice evening. And again, dollars going back to our community right here through the Ladies Aid Society of Flat Rock. All right. So we can find out more at ladiesaidsociety.org.
Correct.
And we can also find you on Facebook, too, right?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Debbie Staten, Ann Coletta, thank you for being here. Thank you for what you're doing with the Ladies Aid Society of Flat Rock. Since 1880, that's amazing. Thank you for that history. That's
awesome.
We
don't show our age, do
you? You look great. You look fantastic. No, seriously. Thank you so much. Once again, folks, it's the Ladies Aid Society 5th Annual Wine Tasting that's coming up at St. Paul Mountain Vineyards Wine Tasting Room right here in Flat Rock. It's from 5 to 7 p.m. coming up on Tuesday, August the 13th. Find out more by going to ladiesaidsociety.org. And remember, you can also get your tickets right there at the door. And they've got some really awesome silent auction items. So show up, taste some delicious wine, and help serve our community. That's the Ladies Aid Society of Flat Rock Wine Tasting coming up Tuesday, August the 13th from 5 to 7 p.m. at the St. Paul Mountain Vineyard Tasting Room right here on Greenville Highway in Flat Rock. Thank you for tuning to Local Focus right here on your community radio station, WTZQ.